Lord, please grant us the endurance to run this race and to carry the burdens that you've given us joyfully and to cleave to you for all of our strength. Amen. Well, guys, you're going to get tired of me saying this, but there's discouragement and opposition in the air again. Things have been so hard. It's been like walking through a marsh with goo up to your neck. It's been really bad, and a couple of points I've gotten to the Lord, I've said, my goodness, Lord, I can't do this. Well, that's always a good thing to say, because the next thing on the tails of that is, Lord, would you please do this, because I can't. And he always responds to that humble plea. So part of the problem is fatigue, the weather, and just a real heavy, heavy sense in the atmosphere, a spiritually heaviness that is really, it's difficult to put your finger on exactly what it is, but it's an extreme drag. And there have been times where I've thought, Lord, are you with me still? Am I doing the right thing? So when I came out of prayer, this is what he had to say. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. You will not be put to shame. I am with you. These are dark and difficult hours you are living through, even in this moment. Yes, they are dark and difficult because so much is being held back by all of your sincere offerings. That is why it seems so heavy, Claire. It does seem heavy. My dearest, I have not abandoned you. It is the times you are living in where darkness is on the increase. Plans, subterranean plans, are being put into place. But am I not the God of heaven and earth? Shall I give my people over to this pernicious evil? No, I will not. Nonetheless, it is a struggle. And when you struggle for me, Claire, I am so very pleased with you. I see your discouragement, child. I feel it keenly. And I am here to tell you that it will not be in vain. Yet I know in this moment your heart is torn. Do not let this breach in faith get any bigger. Have I not worked miracles all your life long? Yes, he certainly has. And what brought me to this pass, really, is that I was practicing as he had asked me to, just playing freeform on the piano, and it was just flatter than a pancake. Not one spark of inspiration. All just very mechanical, and that was very discouraging to me. So I thought, what is he gone? Is the anointing not there? What's going on? Because usually something will come out of it towards the end, and that's why he answered me this way. Jesus continued, yes, indeed, I have, and now is no exception. Even when your faith flags, I do not flag. I shall do what I promised. But I need your cooperation, dearest. I want you to firmly believe that what has been spoken will come to pass if only you will persevere. And for the rest of you, my people, some of you are facing very discouraging circumstances. Hold tight to the dream. We have not finished climbing yet. We are still ascending the mountain of courage and brotherly love. Yes, it is difficult, very difficult at times. But remember, charity always wins. The good you do always multiplies every effort you put into it with a return you cannot at this time even imagine. Everyone who has signed on for this climb is given a portion to carry to keep this nation afloat. The enemy cannot fathom why they are getting so much resistance and putting their plans into action. The drag on their aspirations is also discouraging them, yet they will not give up. He's talking here about the deep state. The God of this world has an unquenchable fury that will not be satisfied, but mounts greater and greater plans to destroy this world and everyone in it. What I want to say to you all is that the drag in your life, the extra pull on your plans and actions, is actually very much in proportion to what the enemy is suffering, but of course on a much larger scale. In other words, you are laboring and almost out of breath. That is because your efforts are being used to slow down and frustrate their wicked plans. All of my warrior brides who signed on for this climb are carrying loads that are appropriate for them after my strengthening so they can continue. And what is being generated is monumental opposition to what Satan wants to do. All because you have said yes to me and offered your lives as a sacrifice. Therefore, you have more than the usual amount of battles and difficulties because you are fueling the pressures being brought to bear upon their agendas. Multiply this by thousands around the world. Add the blood of the martyrs and you have an incredible force to deal with. That is why the church must be raptured before the Antichrist can implement the fullness of his plans. All is dependent upon that event. That will be when it begins, and we are holding it back together. So do not grow despondent with the weightiness of it all. I have prepared you for this hour of triumph over darkness. I am with you and will bring to pass what I have promised in each of your lives. I will also supply what is needed when you feel as though you can't take one more step forward. Do not omit your time of dwelling prayer with me in the morning. Drink from that wellspring of life, power, and peace before you attempt to live your day, and it will go much smoother. Also, do not omit your binding prayer and communion. These are mainstays of protection to short-circuit the enemy's agenda for the day. My precious ones, do not allow the enemy to injure your faith or grow despondent. Turn instead to me for your strength. Understand, with each battle you fight, the enemy is being slowed down and blocked from annihilating the earth. Cleave to me with all your strength, and when it seems like more than you can endure, shut yourself up with me until I restore your peace. We will have the victory in all things. What I have promised, that will I do.